Chapter 4. Aravin sat on a huge boulder, his cousin's baby gurgling in a sling against his chest. The warmth and activity of the new being were a comfort to him as he stared across the desert in the direction Snake had gone. Staven was well and the new child healthy. Aravin knew he should feel grateful and glad of the clan's good fortune, so he felt vaguely guilty about his lingering sorrow. He touched the place on his cheek where the white serpent's tail had struck him. As Snake had promised, there was no scar. It seemed impossible that she had been gone long enough for the cut to scab over and heal, because he remembered everything about her as clearly as if she were still here. About Snake was none of the blurriness that distance and time impart to most acquaintances. At the same time, it felt to Aravin as if she had been gone forever. One of the huge muskoxen the clan herded ambled up and rubbed herself against the boulder, giving her side a good scratch. She waffled at Aravin, nuzzling his foot and licking at his boot with her great pink tongue. Nearby, her half-grown calf chewed at the dry, leafless branches of a desert bush. All the beasts in the herd grew thin during each harsh summer. Now their coats were dull and rough. They survived the heat well enough if their insulating undercoats were thoroughly combed out when they began shedding in the spring. Since the clan kept the oxen for their fine, soft winter wool, the combing was never neglected. But the oxen, like the people, had had enough of summer and heat and foraging for dry and tasteless food. The animals were anxious, in their mild-mannered way, to return to the fresh grass of winter pastures. Ordinarily, Aravin, too, would be glad to return to the plateaus. The baby waved tiny hands in the air, clutched Aravin's finger, and drew it down. Aravin smiled. "That's one thing I can't do for you, little one," he said. The baby sucked at his fingertip and gummed it contentedly, without crying when no milk came. The baby's eyes were blue, like Snake's. Many babies' eyes are blue, Aravin thought. But a child's blue eyes were enough to make him drift off into dreams. He dreamed about Snake almost every night, or at least every night he was able to sleep. He had never felt this way about anyone before. He clung to memories of the few times they had touched, leaning against each other in the desert, the touch of her strong fingers on his bruised cheek, in Staven's tent where he had comforted her. It was absurd that the happiest time in his life seemed to him the most...